is brought to you by Deck and Drive, the official brick paver installer of the Florida Panthers.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Ed Jovanovsky, Scripps Sports Panthers TV analyst, former member of the Panthers, joins us this morning. And I got to tell you, man, wasn't too long ago that the Panthers were down 3-1 in the second period, looking like, uh-oh, this thing could be three games. It could be 3-0 and looking real bad. And all of a sudden, it's going back up to Toronto 2-2. What a nice turnaround. I thought they played their best game in that last game by far. What'd you think?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Yeah, absolutely. I think when you look at, you know, that you go on to game three, wasn't obviously the start, but, you know, it's the way the game finished, right? I think the guys stayed with it. And we talk a lot about not deviating too much from the style they play. You know, at some point, you got to take some chances, some good fortune. Anyway, they had to find a win that game. Game four, pretty dominant statement type game. I thought, you know, everyone right from Bob out, you know, played solid and found a way to even up the series for this pivotal game five here tonight. Can't wait.
Hey, I got to ask you about Auston Matthews. We do, by the way, I've noticed the last couple of years we do this with ever one of their best players is not scoring goals. We talk about, hey, this guy, I'm sure he's hearing about it up in Toronto. Auston Matthews hadn't scored a goal. Why?
Yeah.
You do pay attention to all that stuff. I knew that. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. The media there on him and Marner right now are just – It's insane. I mean, these are world-class players. You know, you might want to tip the hat over to the Panthers and recognize that as a team, you know, you have to do your best to limit their top players the time and space. I mean, these players obviously are so good, they're going to get their opportunities. And Auston Matthews will still get his looks. Marner will get his looks. It's just how many and at what point during the game, and Bobrovsky's kind of maybe getting in their head a little bit, who knows? But, yeah, I mean, you look at what they did the first round with Kucherov, he didn't score.
That's right.
So you want to pay attention, obviously, that awareness of who's on the ice. And, you know, Toronto has a boatload of them, but Auston Matthews is cream of the crop, and you have to pay attention when he's out there. But you hear it in hockey a lot, Joe, time and space, getting his face, good gap control, good back check by the forwards, allow the D to stand up, and force these guys who don't want to dump the puck and out chase it.
Hey, Eddie, I wanted to ask you, it's a great point. So Toronto's a huge hockey market. Everybody knows that. You know that since you're a little guy growing up there. I'm just wondering, do those guys hear all of it? Because everything gets critiqued up there. Like, why is it Marner shooting more? Why is he looking for the pass instead of score? You know, I'm hearing all this stuff, and paying. Of course, they think every call goes against them, but that's normal, and I get that. But how hard is it as a player up there for those guys to play in that market when you're not playing well?
Well, I played in Vancouver for 7 years, so it's I get it. You know, you live in that fishbowl of a market where it's hockey 24/7, especially right now that the Leafs are, you know, in the second round and feel like this team they believe has the opportunity, you know, to go all the way. So, yeah, it's going to kind of get scrutinized. And when top guys aren't producing, the highest paid guys aren't producing, just like every other sport, you know, they're going to be the whipping boy. And it's kind of been like that for Toronto over the last handful of years with these guys, because you talk, you know, I'm sure, Joe, you heard this core four. Now you add Nyzen and
right,
you got the core five. You know, what have they done?
How does
that's where it comes down to. You know, people want results, and 67 is the last year the team's won the Cup. So, ooh. I mean, it's been a long time, and there's a lot of pressure on these young men.
Yeah, it's funny you said that. So when you come back and you felt so good in those first two games and you're up 2-0 and you come down and you play pretty well about half the game in that third game down here, and now all of a sudden it's 2-2, and that last game looks like a Panthers game that we saw all of last year in the playoffs. You think I've been on this thing like, uh-oh, a little doubt gets in your head if something goes against you tonight in this game, like, holy crap, here we go again, because they haven't had success. What do you think?
You're talking about Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you look at the pressure of that team and in that market to do well. You lose two in a row, where's the momentum lie? It lies with Florida right now going into Toronto. And that ring can easily sway one way or another. You know, you're the Panthers, you're going in there, you grab the lead, you take the lead on these guys, gets really quiet in there.
Yeah.
And I think for the Panthers, I think just kind of recognize, you know, what are the things that we did so well in game four that we can move over into, you know, game five and really try to grab a stranglehold of this series before next game Friday. But it's going to be tough. There's no question Toronto is going to come. They're a well-coached team. A lot of respect for Craig Berube. He's played a long time in the league. He beat the wheels off a lot of people, that guy. So he's going to have them ready to go, and they have to kind of hold court on their end for keep the home ice.
Hey, so I got to ask you about the hits. I always love this part. So I see all these penalties were given out. We saw Domi get a $5,000 fine for his hit on Barkov. I'm just wondering, well, you see all these hits and stuff, and fans been going back and forth with all these hits. You guys get all the calls. That guy should have been suspended. And I'm at a point now, I don't know what a penalty, you have a lot more of an idea than I do. I watch it. I don't know if it's a good hit or a cheap hit. And it always seems to come down if you're talking to a Toronto guy or a Florida guy. So as you look at these hits, what do you think when you see it at the end of that game against Barkov?
Well, let's go back to the Rodriguez. How about that embellishment penalty?
Oh, my God. That was.
It's like, I don't know where the reasoning behind seeing that, but it is what it is. But you look at the end of a game, I mean, Domi, you're down a couple goals with, you know, mere seconds left in the hockey game, and you take a couple strides and you kind of hit Barkey from behind. Yeah, Barkey wasn't hurt, but I think that's where you look at, that's where the melee start, right?
Yes.
That's where the nonsense starts after the plays. Guys can get hurt, guys, you know, dropping the gloves, and now you have, you know, this brouhaha kind of ended up going at the end of the hockey game, and it all resulted in a couple of bonehead play, you know, that didn't need to happen.
I got
to listen, Matthew yeah. kind of leaned over the bench and let some of their guys know he's coming tonight.
Hey, so that's what I was going to ask you. If that guy was your teammate, and while all this stuff's going on, he just goes right over and looks at their bench, puts out his stick, and says, I'm coming after you next game, and he lifts his elbow and his shoulder. I was dying laughing, man. It was awesome.
Well, he's got a pulse on the game, right, Matthew? And he's got a sense of it, you know, all the time, kind of what's going on. And you can see his game ramping up right now. It's feeling good. But, you know, I thought it was pretty good kind of leaning over the bench and looking at Nylander and saying,
oh,
you know,
boy,
we're coming out to you. But, you know, listen, it's your best player again, kind of run from behind.
Yeah.
You know, you don't like to see it. You kind of take a number. You be smart about it. The Panthers, you know, big goal is winning the cup, and you don't want to put,
right,
you know, any stupidity in front of that, because Toronto does have a lethal power play. You know, you want to be smart there. But the Florida Panthers as team tough, you know, I've seen in a lot of years.
Yeah, man, I got to tell you, it was great. Hey, by the way, you know, I haven't said anything to you. Last year, you came on and went, oh, yeah, I'm not worried about Reinhardt. He's building a home down here. And sure enough, I went, and I'm sitting there drinking, like, too many beers at the parade. And they go, oh, Reinhardt's not here, but it's going to get done. And I was thinking that you told us before. I know you're good friends with Reinhardt and know all those guys pretty well. But a great early call by you that a deal was going to get done with him. Hell, we don't want to lose him. Good job.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to lose 57 goals in our lineup. You know, whatever it's going to take to, to get things done. But we're so happy to have him here. Big part of this organization.
Boy, you're not kidding. Eddie, thank you. Really appreciate it. Enjoy tonight, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Likewise. Take care.
Ed Jovanovski, Scripps Sports, Panthers TV analyst, and a pretty tough son of a gun in his own right. Yes.
All right, we got a couple things here, Joe. First, we have in the NFL, we have a Thanksgiving Day game that has been announced here.
What do you got?
CBS has got a monster. The Chiefs will travel to play the Cowboys at 4:30.
What's with the Cowboys getting all these games? What's up? All right.
You know the answer to that.
No,
you know.
We have people say that, and I go, look at man, nobody gets better ratings than the Cowboys, no matter what. And they're going, no, that's not, they're not that good. I go, listen, I'm telling you, Cowboys are on. I know you forget that, but at one point, I used to hate it too. When I was with the Dolphins, America's team,
yeah. The
Miami Dolphins get set to take on America's team. Like, I mean, they're Dallas's team. There are probably some people.
That's gonna be a fun game, man. You don't have to dump on it. They always play on Thanksgiving anyway, the Cowboys.
Yes, they do.
CBS hit themselves a little home run with that one, huh?
I'd say that's a pretty good looking game.
Yeah. Did I also see that the college football playoff is going to go up against the NFL again? Fox gonna have a doubleheader.
Really?
The same day.
Wow.
Saw that yesterday, too.
All right.
Someone's got to give on that. I guess in the NFL is not going to back
no,
out,
they're
of
not.
The, out of the way.
If there's any give, it's anybody but the NFL. Ask the NBA and their five games.
Yeah, right. And finally, Joe, we do have those Marlins tickets to give away. Let's do that here. The game is on May the 21st. Marlins and Cubs. Caller number 5-305-567-0560. We'll get you in.
And by the way, those games are weatherproof because we got a top if it just happens to be a rainy night.
You got to trademark that thing at some point, man.
I don't have it. Somebody else, I stole it. Woody, I haven't had a creative thought since I started.
You didn't invent that?
No.
You should take credit for it.
I mean, I will if you want me to, but I'm really not.
You're first person I've ever heard say it.
I do want to say this. I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. We lost Big Daddy Lenny a few years ago. But I got to tell you, man, we didn't lose Air Around the Clock, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Family, and great service that they've been doing for a long time. Eric and the boys are still smoking over there. I give you a couple of numbers. 35, 135, and 7. 35 years, 135 trucks on the road, and 7 days a week. When you have an air conditioning problem or you have a plumbing problem, we've got licensed, experienced plumbers, trained and certified technicians, working, like I said, even on Saturday and Sunday, we got crews out there working for you. We are the water heater kings and air conditioning units of South Florida. We have a warehouse full of them. When we order them, that means we're going right into the back behind the offices to grab one for you. And, hey, the goal is always same-day installation. That's always the goal. Financing plans to help you out. And really good folks at work there. That's part of what's made Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing so successful for so long. There's a lot of companies out there. There's a lot to choose from. I do notice this, and you probably do too. Everybody's trying to copy what Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing are doing. Something must be going right with what they're doing right now. Hey, call them if you have an air conditioning or plumbing problem. Say Joe Rowe said to give them a call. Tell them we're really good friends. 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. I want to thank all our guests, including Ed Jovanovsky, for coming on to talk a little bit about a big old Game 5. The series tied at 2-2 tonight in Toronto, and see if these Panthers get by the Maple Leafs and keep moving on. One step closer to another Stanley Cup, man. Good stuff. Going to be a lot of fun to watch, and, of course, we'll have that. Plus, all the other stuff that's going on, including, it's incredible this thing's become so big, but it has. And that is, schedules will be out in the NFL tonight at 8 o'clock. We'll be talking about them in the morning. Yeah, I know what you're going to do. I know Dolphin fans. I know exactly what you're going to do. I do. I know, you know what teams are already playing. We know what you're playing at home, and you know what you're playing on the road. You know that, and you know your AFC East, 3 at home, 3 on the road. You know that. You're going to be looking at all the teams you think are playoff teams and see how many of them were playing late in the year, especially in cold weather, and going, and you're all going to say the same thing. We got no shot to win that game.
The narrative.
The narrative. I want two things to go away this year.
That word.
The narrative and too deep. Two things to go away. I don't want to hear one effing thing about too deep and the problems of beating too deep. I don't want to hear it. We got a lot of coaches making a lot of money. I don't want to hear about too deep. My guy ate too deep up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The league was scared to go too deep. That was 3 more touchdowns. You threw too deep at him.
We don't have that guy
anymore. I know we don't. I just want to say that. Anyway,
you want
that made
few,
me feel
you
better.
On here.
What was the other thing I said too? Is is we got this schedule, and
you were concerned about cold weather. You're concerned not only cold weather, but playoff teams.
Playoff teams late in the year.
Yeah,
no, that's true. Houston
playoff teams actually any time.
Houston at the end of the year. That was towards the end.
Then we get beat up by Green Bay.
Yeah, that didn't get off to a great start. Yeah.
Right.
That wasn't one of our best games. No. It was,
somebody said this, by the way, on the text. It's hard to believe the Cowboys have won a Super Bowl more recently than the Dolphins.
Is that true?
I mean, I would think it has to be.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Johnson won all those Super Bowls. And then another guy came in and put on automatic – Jimmy put on automatic pilot for another guy to get one.
That team in Toronto we were just talking about has kind of a Dolphins-type streak going.
He said 67. I went, oh, boy.
They've been saying that through the broadcast. Those are good fans. Crazy. I mean, by the way, the Dolphins have great fans.
We do have.
They keep coming back for more.
We have a good fan base. We do have a good fan base, and I will tell you, and I mean this, they deserve better than we give them.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, nobody can point fingers better than we can through the years. We're a finger-pointing bunch, man. All right, Woody, so what's everybody saying, man?
No, the case of, hey, asshats, it's Thanksgiving. They get it every year. Yeah, we know. The Cowboys get it every year.
Yeah, we know. We know that.
Game, by the way, that'd be a hell of a game.
And Detroit always on Thanksgiving, too?
Yeah, Detroit, too.
Yeah, Detroit.
That should be a really, really fun game. Was it our game Thanksgiving, the Packer game?
Yes. We had the last game of the night.
Yeah. It was cold up there.
They decided not only did we get that game, but we got the last one. They couldn't give us the first one so we could get home in time for a little turkey.
Someone said too deep. Isn't that a GM problem? I don't know.
Too deep is what everybody plays. It's too friggin' safety split in the field.
People are ripping you for your what is Bill getting out of this comment.
You guys, everybody's in the gutter, man. It's terrible.
And I want to correct something. This guy says Joe thinks people care about Belichick more than they do. Hey, man. Belichick is all over every network right now. Good Morning America is about to interview his ass on Friday, okay? So relax with that.
Yeah, you may not care, but when you sit back and you realize what he's done as an NFL coach and the way he did it and to see the way he's acting right now, first of all, nobody thought he was going back to college.
No.
The guys that played for him going, there's no way he's going back to college. Got $200 million in the bank. He ain't going back to college. He's waiting for one of these coaches to screw it up so he can come in and get past Coach Shula.
I'm not big into diving into people's personal lives, but this guy's put it on display for everyone to see.
Yeah.
That CBS interview, maybe it was just genius what they did. I don't know. Because Belichick's the talk of the country at this point, right?
How's that book doing? Did they give updates on
how's
the book doing?
Is it out yet? I don't know. I won't be purchasing it, so I don't know.
Yeah. Good luck to Bill, man. Good luck. I've said he's good for business in North Carolina. I think he's great.
I suppose.
Find out. By the way, he's going to find out that for real good players, they want money first before they care about his coaching to get to the NFL, what they're trying to sell. Good luck on that one.
Too deep is a quarterback who can't read the field problem, which equals a career problem. There you go.
All right. I opened up that can for some very creative and maybe somewhat accurate people to say stuff. Yes.
Well, who do you blame for it? Let's piggyback on this guy's text here. Who do you blame for the issues, the shortcomings of the offense? I blame the offensive line.
Oh, there's a little bit to go. It's not one part.
The offensive line, to me, gets the lion's share of the blame, though, don't they?
It's not one part. By the way, I thought we threw the ball behind the line of scrimmage way too much. What about you, Woody?
You talking about those pitch plays on fourth and one?
He throws it quickly outside to either a back or to a wide receiver, pops back a step and a screen, or what do you want to call it?
Yeah, when we lose 8 yards on fourth and one. Yeah.
But it's a new year, man. New year, new feeling. Take a deep breath. We're good.
Someone mentioned your teammate here, Joe Tommy Vigorito, who passed away. You talked about that earlier.
Yeah, I mentioned a few times today. Tommy, you're behind me, and really, really good teammate, really good player, and really sad story at 65. I did know that he was having health problems. I know his wife had said that to go through him if you wanted to talk to him and she'd relay so he could know. He does like to know who's calling and stuff, but it's been rough. It has been. But Tommy Vigorito out of Virginia passed away. Former Finns running back and return man passed away at age 65. Never like to hear that. So, but I understand, man. We're losing. You play, you're going to lose people you work with, and we're going to lose probably way too early a lot of football teammates that we played with. Hey, I got to tell you, I don't even know what the count is right now on the undefeated team, but somebody asked me the other day. I said, I have no idea, but a lot of guys have passed away. All right. Hey, we've got, speaking of guys that played and played at a really high level, Hall of Fame linebacker Zach Thomas will join us next.